27. Broadcasting live all across our country, this is Home Talk on the Genesis Communications Broadcasting Network. Ames Research Laboratories, manufacturers of premium-grade elastomeric coatings and paints for roofs, walls, decks, and basements, proudly presents the Cajun contractor, Michael King. You're invited to call the program with any questions or comments concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs. And now as we begin this hour of Home Talk, the guru himself, the host of the show, Michael King.
All right, I want to welcome you for hour number two of the best home improvement education and information right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network at the Genesis Communication Radio Network in the World Wide Web. This is the Cajun Contractor here, Michael King. And along with my expert guests, we do take your calls and emails answering questions on repairs, remodeling, new construction, or just about anything that pertains to your home. We've got a fantastic show planned for you. It's going to be our cabinet and flooring hour. That's right. The bottom of the hour, we can have Mr. Perry Sunyat with Sunyat Cabinets. And just shortly, we're going to have Mark Steele with his company is called Ron Del Floor Service. And we're going to be talking about restoring, repairing, refinishing, and installation of wood flooring. If you want to jump right into the Gumbo Pod, our phone number is 1-800-259-5791. Michael King at HometalkUSA.com. Also, we want to invite you to check out our website. It's 24/7/365, where we can provide you that good information, education, tips, advice on home improvements, pretty much on repairs, remodeling, new construction, just about anything that pertains to your home. And also, I can direct you to the most useful and innovative companies, suppliers, manufacturers on the market today. That is HometalkUSA.com. And I want to mention a programming note that we do rebroadcast this show every Sunday morning here at GCNLive.com at the Genesis Communication Radio Network. That's every Sunday morning, 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock Central Time. And now I'd like to welcome to the show. We're going to talk about that, restoring, repairing, refinishing, and the installation of wood flooring, Mr. Mark Steele with Ron Del Floor Service. Mark, welcome to the show with the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
Well, thank you for having me on the show, Michael.
Oh, great. What's happening down in the Big Easy down there today?
Well, day by day, we're going to start getting the city back together, one piece at a time, and it's taking a little longer than we are expecting, but here in the city, we're seeing little signs of progress here and there, and I think most of the locals you talk to, you'll get different opinions each side of the story. You get some that it's not moving fast enough, and some are already back up and running. So it's just going to take a little time.
Well, let me ask you this. You have a flooring service company, installation company down there, and let me hit this right out the box. The biggest concern that I have is that, say, wood floor that has been flooded or can it be salvaged? Does the flooded floor always have to be replaced, though, Mark?
Well, no, not necessarily. Now, each job is different. Just because you can salvage your floor, your neighbor next door may not be able to salvage theirs. And there's different things that's going to, what you're going to look for to determine whether or not you can salvage it. And down here in New Orleans, one of the best floors that can be salvaged are our old antique pine floors, providing that they're on a single floor system. And what I mean by that is it doesn't have a subfloor. So, for instance, if you pull up a board and you see ground, believe it or not, some of those floors will do better because once the water has left the building, it's able to dry on both the top side and the bottom side. Also, in addition to that, you don't have a situation like you do with a floor that does have a subfloor where water will actually get trapped in between the wood floor and your subfloor, causing the floor to hold water for a longer period of time, possibly causing mold and mildew buildup between the subfloor and the floor. So when we go into a job, we're going to look at the floor to see whether or not it's actually buckled where it's left, the actual subfloor might have raised up so much. We're going to look for how many splits or cracks that might have occurred between the tongue and the groove of the board. And also what will happen, especially, like I said before, on some of those floors that have subfloors and they retain in moisture, it will cause the nails to rust, and it will cause little black spots to form around these nails. And those black spots will not sand out in a sand and finishing, when you go back to sand and finish the job. So we evaluate that, and I'm not saying you can never salvage a floor that has a subfloor. There are some that we can, bring back to life, but they're not going to look as good as they did when they were first new. So if you're going to go in and you're going to take a floor and try to salvage it, you got to look for those things. And in addition to that, when a floor swells, it pulls on the nails that's holding it down. And when it shrinks, those nails don't go back with the floor. So you might go make it look nice, but you might be left with a floor that might have a few squeaks in it as well. So each job's a little bit different. So, but it's not impossible. You can, on some occasions, salvage them.
Take it by case, basically, you know, evaluate it separately, take it case by case, and you should do or have a good idea or want to find out, basically, how was your floor? Is it a substrate, single flooring, double flooring, stuff? So you need to basically know, so that can guide you which direction to go, is basically what I'm saying.
Exactly. I mean, it's wise to get an expert to go in there.
Yeah.
You want to make sure that, they're, licensed, contracted, and they've been in business a while, that could give you a good evaluation. And, you do have to take it on a case-by-case basis.
Yeah. Well, Mark, let me ask you this then. There's all type of installation methods, install methods. Well, in your opinion, what factors should you really be considering when, say, you're choosing between, say, a solid nailed-down floor maybe versus a engineered glued-down floor or maybe a floating wood floor to install in your home? What would be some factors when you're trying to decide?
Well, in an existing home, a renovation, what you want to take a look at is the height problems that you may run into. For instance, you want to look at your exterior doors. You want to look at your, let's say you're putting wood floors in a kitchen or a den that has a lot of cabinets. You want to look at the height of the cabinets and your baseboards. And in addition to that, other floor coverings that's going to be abutting the new wood floor. So, for instance, most of your nail-down floors that come in to a home are going to be about an inch and a half thick. You got generally 3/4 inch plywood, and then you got the 3/4 inch solid floor, creating an inch and a half thick floor. Well, let's take your exterior door. Some homes have metal doors that aren't that easy to adjust or to trim. And when you go to answer that door and somebody knocks on it, you open that door and that door swings over in on top of the floor, you have to have enough clearance for that door to sweep over the floor. Or if you're putting floors in your kitchen, most toe kick space on your kitchen cabinets are approximately 4 inches. Well, if you build up an inch and a half, you're going to lose that toe kick. You may block in appliances that you can't get back out if you ever have to do any service on them. So that's a factor. And then again, your other floor coverings. If you're putting in wood floors in a living room, for instance, and you have vinyl floors in your kitchen, you're going to feel a full inch and a half drop of a nail-down floor because of the thickness down to that vinyl floor. But if you have ceramic tile in the kitchen, then because the ceramic tile is about a half inch thick, including the thin set, you only feel a 1 inch drop. So these are some of the factors that you're going to look for. So that might have a customer wanting to put a glue down floor because it's not going to create a height problem for them.
Well, Mark, we have to take a short break. That's our cue. We're talking to Mark Steele with Rondell Floor Services and giving us some good tips and advice. We're going to get back with Ron just in a second right after break. This is the Cajun Contractor here, Michael King. This is Home Talk. You listen to me live here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network and the World Wide Web. I'll be right back.
Is it important for the mortgage company you choose to be a full-service lender? Is it important for them to be able to work around your credit situation? If the answer is yes, then Landmark Mortgage is the company for you. With over 100 years of combined experience, Landmark Mortgage is one of the nation's largest real estate and home equity lenders. Landmark Mortgage is proud to say that they offer extremely competitive rates, easy terms, and flexible criteria that allows the buyer to obtain financing under almost any circumstance, and they offer mortgage loans from $10,000 to those in excess of $1 million. From the loan officers to the closing department, you can expect nothing less than consistent and timely service from the friendly professionals at Landmark Mortgage. So what are you waiting for? Give them a call today at 1-800-654-3193 or visit their website at www.lmmtg.com and let Landmark Mortgage go to work for you.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. Then Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
All right, we want to welcome some of our Missouri and Ohio affiliates that are now tuning in to us. We have in St. Louis, Missouri right now on WBGZ, the Alton, Illinois area. Also, 1580 a.m. in Alton, Illinois, St. Louis. KLID, 1340 a.m. in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. And out in Ohio, Nelsonville, Ohio, on WAIS 770 a.m. We definitely want to thank you guys for tuning in to Home Talk this evening. This is the Cajun Contractor here, Michael King, where each week we do talk to expert guests concerning, anything, home repairs, remodeling, new construction, or just about anything that pertains to your home. My phone number, if you want to participate in the show and jump right into the gumbo pot with a question or comment,
My phone number is 1-800-259-5791. Michael King at HometalkUSA.com. We're talking to Mark Steele with Ron Dell Floor Service. Ron's given us a good education, some tips and advice on restoring, repairing, refinishing, and maybe the installation of wood flooring. Ron, are you still with me?
I'm still here.
Great, Mark. Let me ask you this right quick. I was thinking, what are the advantages or maybe disadvantages between, say, a pre-finished floor, maybe an unfinished floor that you maybe sand and finish at the job site, which is very popular these days, say, when choosing between the two? What would you advise?
Well, each customer is going to choose something a little bit different because it's going to fit each individual need differently. For instance, if you lean toward a pre-finished floor, generally a pre-finished floor is going to be a little bit less expensive, and you know, cost is always a big issue with everyone. And it's going to be a little bit less expensive. It's definitely going to save you time. You're going to be able to get in and out of the job faster. And you're going to also save the inconvenience and the dust that's involved in sanding and finishing a floor. It also, most of the pre-finished floors today come with what's called an aluminum oxide finish in the finish itself. And what that does is it makes the finish actually a little bit harder than what we could actually give you at the job site. Now, in the industry, when we talk about how durable or how hard a finish is, we're really not talking about the ability of the floor to be able to get a surface scratch in it or a little bit of an indentation from wear. We're talking about the ability to actually wear the finish off the floor. And these aluminum oxide finishes are very durable. So that's an advantage as well. Now, on the flip side, for an unfinished floor, the advantage is going to be that you can do a lot more customizing with your floor. There's more species available, custom borders and inlays. You can make it a custom color that you want. You could do a custom sheen. There's some customers like a dull, matte-looking finish, some like a semi-gloss, some like it really shiny. Whereas with a pre-finished floor, sometimes you're locked into the colors and the sheens that are offered by the manufacturers. You know, everybody's taste is a little bit different. I think if you're living in your home while you're installing the floor, the pre-finish might be a little bit more appealing because you don't ever have to leave your home. Whereas if you're doing a new construction, there's no problems with having to stay in your house or deal with the dust, and you could do a little bit more customizing. So it's a little bit different, and these are the factors that a client would have to look at when, you know, choosing their floor.
Well, let me ask you this now. Oil-based polyurethane, water-based polyurethane. Now, when you're choosing to install, say, an unfinished floor at your home, or maybe refinishing an existing floor, what is the difference between an oil-based and a water-based polyurethane?
Well, the oil-based is the old workhorse over the years. I mean,
yeah,
that's probably, you know, over the years with most of us flooring manufacturers have used over the years, but in the last 10 years, water-based polyurethane finishes have come on really strong. And the advantage to a water-based, in my opinion, is that if you're using, and let me backtrack just for a second. There are two different type of water-based finishes. There's a one part component water-based, and then there's a two part component where you add a catalyst to it. As far as on a durability level, I think the oil base might be a little bit stronger and durable than a one-part component water base. But when you move over to the catalyzed water base, the two-part component, that is a more durable finish than the oil. It's also going to give you less odor. So if you are refinishing your floors and you're living in the home, you also have the capability of getting a coat on the floors in the morning, and by that evening, you could actually get, let's say if you have a two-story home, for instance, you could actually open the front door, walk up the steps, and still sleep in your home. And it's a low-odor finish. A lot of these, is it okay if I mention brands, Michael?
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Okay. One brand that we like to use is Bonna. They are a leader in water-based polyurethane, and What we do is, what they do is they have a product called Eon, which is now green friendly. So it meets certain VOC compliances. It's a very durable finish. We have clients who, you know, might have a situation where they have a relative that can't leave the home. So it fits those needs. Now on the flip side, it is more expensive. So you're going to pay a little bit more for this product, but if you factor in the cost of possibly having to rent a hotel for 4, 5, or 6 nights while your floors are being refinished, and you add that to your cost, then it might actually make the cost of the water base cheaper, unless you have a relative that's willing to take you and your 3 kids and a dog in for a week, but I don't know about that. So it does make it more convenient. So the 2-part component water base is a more durable finish, and we get very good results with it.
Well, Mark, I keep calling you Ron, but it's Rondell Floor. I'm looking at
exactly.
Ron, it's Mark Steele.
I'm used to that.
Yeah, so Ron, you figure somebody mentioned, name it after their name instead of, I apologize,
well, that's
Mark.
Actually, that's the case. That's my father and my brother. So I get called Ron a lot.
I apologize. Well, Mark, you've really set us some good information, and unfortunately, I can probably do 2 hours on this, but we definitely hope we get you back on in the future and continue to talk about this, putting some good guidelines out there, some good tips. Can you give us some contact information, how to reach you?
Sure. We have a website at www.rondell.com, and it's RON-DEL.com, and we have a website there that'll link you up with a lot of floor care products, flooring itself, if anybody wants to take a look at the floor care products and the polyurethane finishes. And, if you want me to give a phone number as well?
Go ahead. Give me a phone number.
Sure. Phone number is, if out of town, it's 1-888-532-2192. And in New Orleans, it's 737-5460, area code 504.
All right, great. Thank you, Mark Steele. We hope we get you back on in the future. Mark Steele with Rondell Floor Service. We've got to take a short break. That's my cue. Got to pay some bills. When we come back, we're going to have Perry Sonnet with Sonnet Cabinets. This is the Cajun Contractor, the originator, not the duplicator. You're listening to me live right here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network and the World Wide Web. I'll be right back.
Attention all home improvement contractors, manufacturers, product distributors, or home improvement service companies. How would you like to have your company featured on Home Talk, a live call-in national home improvement consumer show on the Home Improvement USA Network? Hi, this is Michael King, host of Home Talk. Home Talk is a live consumer call-in talk show that discusses various topics on any subject matter that has to do with home improvements. The show producers are currently looking for companies to appear on the show to showcase their company as one of the top home improvement-related companies in their field today. This is a great opportunity for company exposure and for your company to be featured at one of the hottest home improvement talk shows on the air today. So if you're interested in your company appearing on the show, I can be reached at 504-722-2500. That's 504-722-2500. Or email me at michaelking@hometalkusa.com. That's michaelking@hometalkusa.com.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from Internet Speedway. And once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-322-1329. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD, only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-322-1329. 1-800-322-1329. 1-800-322-1329.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Home Talk USA is brought to you by GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
Welcome back. This is the Cajun Contractor here, Michael King. Our phone number is 1-800-259-5791. The call is free. Michael King at HometalkUSA.com. Just shortly, we're going to have Perry Sonyat with Sonyat Cabinets. Going to be giving us a good education about, say, some quality levels of cabinets and explaining this, what all this is about. When you're choosing a cabinet, But I got a couple announcements to make before we get Perry on the show. I want to mention, I'll invite you that every Saturday morning from 9:30 to 10 o'clock down in the New Orleans area on Cox 10, we want to invite you to our cable show. Also, this show is rebroadcast every Sunday morning from 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock Central Time right here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. And if we're not in your city, we are streaming on the World Wide Web, so if you're not by radio and you want to catch the show, all you have to do is go to HometalkUSA.com, and next week we're going to be unveiling my book on I Will Not Get Screwed by a Home Improvement Contractor, some tips and advice to walk you down that path before you hire a contractor. We're going to put it down in writing for you, walk you through the steps. So I'm proud to say it, next week we're going to be unveiling my book. So tell you what, without further ado, let's talk to Mr. Perry Sonyat with Sonyat Cabinets right there. Perry, welcome to the show with the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
How you doing?
We're having a great time, Perry. What's happening down in the Big Easy?
All right.
Perry, you with me?
Yes. Hello?
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I hear you.
Okay.
You are with Sonyat Cabinets.
That's right.
Am I saying that correctly?
Sonyat, yes.
Sonyat, great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's talk about this. People are spending, kitchen remodeling right now is what's the number two among remodels right now. It's roof replacements, but more people pouring that money in their kitchens. And I wanted to do a good education on, to explain the difference so people understand what they're buying, what they're getting, what to look for. But Perry, let me ask you this. You call it like there are four basic quality levels that people really need to look at. Can you basically explain how this is broken down when you're looking at, say, cabinetry?
Okay, well, they have some very cheap lines out there, which I definitely would not recommend. They're just very poorly built, and they might have a nice appearance to them, but if you look at the construction of them, they're just not going to hold up. Besides that, they have builder's lines, which you would find a lot of track homes and subdivisions that contractors are doing, which is going to be a particle board box with a wood front. And that's a decent cabinet. That's probably what you're going to find the majority of your basic homes. The next step would be to a semi-custom line that would be an all-wood cabinet, and you would have expandability for custom sizes and a lot of variations in colors and glazes and so forth, and accessories, more accessories available. And then the fully custom line is the real high-end type kitchens.
Yeah.
So that's basically what you're dealing with. Does that answer your question?
Yeah. Now, the very inexpensive lines usually are people out there that are price people, not value people. And
exactly.
They're looking for the cheapest price, no matter how they say they're looking for value, but they need to understand you can't get value in cabinetry. It's either going to be cheap or custom. So, so these people are looking for very inexpensive cabinets. Maybe people are getting ready to sell their house, want to do a little remodeling, don't want to put a lot of money into it. So they're probably going to go with a very inexpensive cabinet system. Where a builder's grade is something that I would use, do me personally, as a builder, that builders use, because they're not going to, unless you're building a fully custom home that the owners have given you an open checkbook, a contractor's not going to go in there and build a fully custom cabinet if the square footage ain't there. So a builder's grade cabinet is pretty decent cabinetry. It's the most popular cabinetry. A builder's grade is probably more new construction. Wouldn't you agree? Maybe more new construction.
Yeah.
Then you get into the semi-customs, the fully customs, which is mostly the renovation work that people are really tearing out their kitchen and really putting a good cabinet system. So I guess that's what you're telling me, right?
Right. That's something. The custom lines would be something, someone would be choosing for themselves and they plan on staying there, for the rest of their lives or, for a long time, and they really want the best quality, then they would go toward that. So, but a builder's line is still a good cabinet. They got a lot of nice looks out there.
Yeah.
And one area that people do get fooled in, though, between the very cheap cabinets and even the builder's line is a lot of times the very cheap cabinets will look nice. They'll have they'll use glazes or they'll have some different things, and the appearance of the cabinet will look real nice, but you have to look a little further and, look into the construction of it.
Yeah, the makeup of it. See if it's screwed or nailed or use a staple gun,
Right.
And the wood itself. I've seen a lot of cabinets that just hold together with a staple gun. What I mean?
Right.
I've seen it. Well, let me ask you this, Perry. What really determines price and quality, to be honest with you, where our listeners really need to look at or maybe pay attention a little bit more than what they used to looking for or would look for, or maybe something they can notice when it comes to cabinets?
Okay, well, a big portion of the construction of a cabinet that will either cause it to last or not, it would be the hardware, the type of hinges and drawer slides, the drawer boxes themselves, and then also the material that the doors are made out of. On a builder's line box, on a builder's line cabinet, even though the box would be particle board, on a good cabinet, the face frame and the doors are all going to be wood. And, seeing how those are attached, trying the cabinet, feeling the drawers, and just taking a close look at it, you can determine a lot of things about the quality of it. Also, the finish. If a cabinet has a very poor finish on it that looks like it would wear through in a short amount of time, cabinets get a lot of abuse. They get, they're used every day. And if you have a poor finish on it, then that's going to show up quickly. And once the finish starts to wear off, then your cabinets are ruined, basically.
Yeah. Perry, can I just stop you right here? Unfortunately, when you hear the music, I got to pay some bills and hear from some sponsors.
Okay.
We're going to pick up with this right when we come back off a break. We're talking to Perry Sonnet with Sonnet Cabinets. This is the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, right here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network and the World Wide Web. I'll be right back.
How's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucralose?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucralose. Sucralose is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucralose specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucralose to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. You'll be glad you did.
My house had termites. Terminix fixed the damage. Termites are gone. 1, 2, 3. Music to my ears. Yeah.
There's nothing like an expert. Peat is to music as red beans are to rice. And Terminix is to termites as spring is to the swarming season.
Time to call Terminix, the termite eradication experts.
Terminix features Termidor and a lifetime protection guarantee that covers both Formosan and native subterranean termites.
Call Terminix for a free home inspection. The latest techniques, all backed by a simple agreement. If new damage occurs, Terminix will repair it for you. Free. Protect your home like mine. Terminix and me, sweet harmony, like good jazz.
Terminix, protecting homes and property here for more than 50 years. Call the experts today. Terminix Pest Control, 834-7330.
Time to call Terminix, the termite expert.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole Wellness products, created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
We want to welcome some of our affiliates all across the country that are now tuning in to Home Talk. We have in Columbus, Ohio on WPTW 1570 AM, and we have in San Bernardino, California, out on the West Coast, KCAA 1050 AM, and Panama City Beach, Florida, WLTG 1430 AM. I'd like to thank y'all guys for tuning in this evening of Home Talk. Our phone number here, if you want to participate on the show, is 1-800-259-5791. The call is free. This is the Cajun Contractor here, Michael King. Each week we have expert guests where we take your calls and emails, answering questions on repairs, remodeling, new construction, or just about anything that pertains to your home. Again, our phone number, if you want to jump right into the gumbo pot, is 1-800-259-5791, Michael King at HometalkUSA.com. Also want to mention that we do rebroadcast this show every Sunday morning right here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com from 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock Central Time if you happen to miss the show. And we do stream that show on the World Wide Web. Our guest today, we're talking to Perry Sonyat with Sonyat Kitchens, giving us a good education on what to look for, the difference between, say, inexpensive cabinets, builder-grade cabinets, semi-custom cabinets,
fully custom cabinets. And just before the break, Perry was explaining the difference that determines price and quality, like the door, the drawer, the cabinet, bar material, the hardware, the finish. But let me ask you this, Perry, we got to move on right quick.
Okay.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. I'm a consumer. I'm thinking about, say, choosing a cabinet supplier. What's the things I need to look for and the difference between some singles that should go up and before you make a determination of who's going to be your cabinet person?
Okay, well, right now especially, we have a lot of people popping up all over the place, little cabinet shops here and there, people from out of state and who knows where they're coming from. That that should be one thing to go by, is not to pick someone who's just rolled into town to try to take advantage of the situation here with all the damage from Katrina.
Yeah.
So look for a company that's been around, a solid company that's got a reputation, that can give you references of past customers, someone that you can feel confident that they're going to be here in years to come, that they have a reputation that they're trying to uphold, and they have a reason to give you a good job, because they're not just trying to take advantage of a situation for a short time. So that would be one main thing to look for, is someone who you can get references from and someone who's been around and who's going to be around.
Yeah, because once everything settles down and you're having some warranty issues or some service claims issues, and all of a sudden the people ain't there and they're gone.
Right, and some of the lines that they are carrying, you may not even be able to find anywhere locally, even from another dealer.
Yeah.
So you could run into a real problem with that.
Give us maybe some other tips. Some things to remember that go well beyond that. Maybe the cheapest price is not always the best deal, as we talked about.
No, that's definitely not something to go by. Because again, someone who just has a cheap price, maybe there's a reason for that. You know, like I said, maybe they're not even, you know, they don't have a real long-term business. They're just trying to take advantage of an opportunity. Another thing to look for is, you know, designing a kitchen and laying out your kitchen, all this stuff. This is like you said at the beginning, this is an expensive process. And you need someone who's qualified that can help you, that has not only has the products but has a knowledge of construction and how everything's going to fit together with your kitchen, how the other crafts are going to come into play, and someone who can design a kitchen with this knowledge and help you along the way to have the best function and look that you can get for your budget. So that's a very important factor.
Yeah, you know, an average price of a kitchen project can start at $15,000 on up. I can't put a cap on it because it depends what you're looking for. And cabinet replacement jobs aren't cheap. So you got to make sure what you're getting, home improvements, home renovation, home construction, it's not going out and get your best deal. It's not going to be the cheapest price.
Right.
It's not going out and buying a car or furniture. Because you know, if you want something of value, you're gonna have to pay for it. And that's just the bottom line. I don't know what else. I can't candy coat it, okay? Because when I was in the construction business and I was doing renovation work, I'm gonna give you an example. When I was siding a house, if you got out and got 10 siding estimates, I was number 10. I was the highest. You didn't hire me for price. You hired me for value. But I guarantee you, when I did your siding job, you're going to have, you know, foam boards, you're going to have virgin vinyl, you're going to have steel starter strips. All this costs is where the average siding installer does not put all this. So I'm just using this as an example. Well, Perry, we're going to have to take another short break. When we come back, we're going to get some contact information from you. We're talking to Perry Sonia with Sonia Cabinets. Hold on, Perry. Don't go nowhere. This is the Cajun Contractor. When you hear the music, I've got to pay some bills and hear from some of our corporate partners of Home Talk. If you'd like to become a corporate partner of Home Talk, all you have to do is email me at michaelking@hometalkusa.com. I'll be right back here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Hi, this is the Cajun Contractor here, Michael King with HomeTalkUSA.com with your home improvement tip of the day. If you've recently been a victim of a fire, there are a few things you can do to begin restoring your home. Begin repairing and restoring your home by handling some of the small items first. For fire and smoke damage, open the windows for ventilation, blow off, or brush vacuum loose smoke particles from upholstery, drapery, and carpet. Clean chrome trims on kitchen appliances, faucets, and tub fittings with Vaseline or oil. And more importantly, call a plumber to drain that heating system. Don't wipe or wash the walls or ceilings. Throw away all exposed food items. Do not use TVs or electrical appliances until cleaned and checked. If your house suffered extensive damage from a fire, you may want to call a certified restoration company. Restoration companies have specific training in how properly clean and restore your house. The restoration company should include a description of the work performed, the quality of materials used, and the total cost. You should keep all your records for your insurance company and never pay in advance. This is Michael King, the Cajun Contractor here with HomeTalkUSA.com with your home improvement tip of the day.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Home Talk USA on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
All right, welcome back to this final segment of Home Talk in this hour. Our phone number is 1-800-259-5791 to call us free. Michael King at HomeTalkUSA.com. We're talking to Perry Sunyat from Sunyat Cabinets, giving us a good education and some tips. Perry, I tell you, Perry, the time just flies, man. I could probably do another hour, couple hours on this.
Yeah, there's a lot to say about this, for sure.
Yeah, and we haven't even really hit the surface, but I definitely want to thank you for coming in on a Saturday evening and talking about this and giving us some good tips. And maybe in the future, we hope we can get you back on the show.
That'll be great.
Give us some contact information on how to reach you in case some of our listeners want to know a little bit about cabinets.
Okay. Our phone number is 504-466-5423. We have a location in St. Rose at 107 St. Rose Avenue. And in April, you'll be able to visit our new location in LaPlace at 536 Belterre Boulevard.
Great. Well, Perry, we definitely want to...
We can also reach us by email. It's
okay.
soniatcabinets@bellsouth.net.
sonyetcabinets@bellsouth.net. Great.
Right.
Well, Perry, definitely want to thank you, and we hope we can get you back in the future.
Okay, great.
Great, thank you. Perry Sonyet, Sonyet Cabinets. Great guest. Very knowledgeable. Gave us some good little tips on cabinetry. Let's hope we grab this email before we have to close this segment of Home Talk. We have an email from Shaw from WLTG 1430, affiliate in Panama City. Can I paint a popcorn ceiling? A previous owner painted one ceiling, but the brush created a bunch of lines that are more like grooves in this soft popcorn. Shaw, popcorn ceilings are the bane of anyone who has them. And I'm personally happy myself that I have a plain old smooth plaster or plasterboard ceiling. Since we already know or think we know that a brush can't be used to paint popcorn, try spraying with an aerosol paint. Try it in, say, an obscure area first. Shaw, that is the best advice I can give you. And I think we can have time to... No, we really don't. But we definitely want to thank Shaw for emailing us. And if you have a email question for the Cajun contractor, Michael King, all you have to do is email me at hometalkusa.com. Got a couple program notes that this show is rebroadcast every Saturday morning from 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock Central Time right here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network. We do archive all our shows, and we are streaming on the World Wide Web. So if you're not by a radio and you want to listen to this show, all you have to do is go to the Internet. We will be broadcasting next week from the Punch Train Home Show. I'm looking forward to going down in Kenner, Louisiana. And I also want to invite you, if you're down in the Big Easy, we do a cable network show on Cable 10 every Saturday morning from 9:30 to 10 o'clock. Well, that's my cue. That's my music. We definitely want to thank you for this edition of Home Talk. Hour two is in the can, and we got one more hour to go. That's right, of the best in home improvement information. This is the Cajun Contractor here, right here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network and the World Wide Web. See you in five.
This is the Cajun Contractor here, Michael King. What if I tell you that there is a gutter system that you can install that can prevent leaves, trash, and falling debris from ever clogging your gutters? That's right. It's the Freedom Filter by Gutter Plus. The filter installs neatly and snug inside the gutter. I have seen over the years overflowing gutters causing expensive structural damage and also promoting mold growth. So that's why I want you to call my friends at Gutter Plus today at 866-405-5727. That's 866-405-5727.